Are you gonna sit here, Sam?
No, I'll sit over here.
Silver.
It's 6 o'clock, sir.
Okay, I'd like to call this meeting to order, the Town of Bolton Board of Selectmen Special Meeting, Accounts Payable, Tuesday, March 26, 2024, at the Town Hall and Zoom at 6 p.m., it is now 6:06. So the first thing I'd like to do is consider an act on the accounts payable.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the accounts payable, of course.
That was Pam Sawyer, do we have a second?
Yes, Tom Mora.
Is there any discussion on the accounts payable?
I have a few questions.
Yes, Gwen Marion has.
Okay, the second one down, aptuitive, it sounds like a technical.
That's our town's website.
That's our website, okay, thank you. Page two, on the Bolton Fire Department Service Award, so that's the retention fund. It looks like it was totally dispersed. And I know Amanda had raised the issue that the audit has been saying there should be detail behind this. So are we going to be getting detail?
There is no detail.
But.
That's not this one, Gwen, it's a different one.
It's a different account, yeah.
The proficiency fund is the one where the finding comes up. I think this is the retirement fund. Am I understanding that correctly?
Right.
I think that's correct.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for clarifying that. On page five, when can we stop the bleeding on the Notch Road Municipal Center? I see that we paid $1,000, no, $2,100 for heating fuel, and that was through March 8th. We can't shut off the heat yet there?
I believe the heat is shut off in one section, but we still have to heat the room A, room B, and the senior center.
Okay, so this is what that covers? It covers the portion that's still being used?
There's two boilers, too.
Okay, so is there still a boiler that's working for the part that's gonna be demolished?
I think that's shut off at this point, because we're not in danger of freezing.
Okay.
But that one, you probably got a portion of that on this particular bill.
That's probably accurate.
Yeah, that's probably right. You'll probably see a significant drop next month.
That's good. That's good news. Okay, on page eight, there's some installation of new equipment for, I think that's the new fire truck, I'm not sure, ET-134. Is that the new fire truck?
That's not what I have on page eight.
Page eight at the very top? Installation of new equipment?
Yeah.
Is ET-134 the newest fire truck?
Yes.
So I was just surprised to see $1,400 of new equipment. I thought that would be all included in the purchase price of the truck.
It's not. So what happens when you buy a new fire truck is you get the fire truck and it has a pump, and it'll have lights and things of that, but your equipment, most of your equipment is coming off the old fire truck and going on to the new fire truck, but you may have some different configurations with hose connections where they are and things of that nature. So there's always some supplemental monies that you're spending, but for instance, if your new fire truck has a place for a ladder, you're taking your ladder off your old fire truck and putting that on your new fire truck.
Okay, so do you think this is labor charge then for the installation of the, since it sounds like what you're describing, Jim, is not buying new equipment for it, it's installing?
So this was specifically for installation, that's correct.
So labor, okay. Okay. And then on page 10, down at the bottom, Hometown Firefighter Service, I see there's an actuarial fee for the Length of Service Award Program and an administration fee for the Length of Service Award Program.
That's correct.
Why do we need administrative fees for those two funds?
Because they're managed accounts.
Oh, I see. Those are investment accounts.
Right, they're investments and they're managed.
Okay, I see. And those are, is that an annual fee?
It's an annual fee.
Okay. All right. Page 14, This is under the Nathan Jacobson Associates. I just want to express my dismay at the cost that we are paying for the Nathan Hale Greenway parking area South Road study, since we ended up saying that that was not the kind of proposal that we wanted to see, and we didn't go forward with the grant. I'm not disappointed that we didn't go forward with the grant, because I was in support of that, but to pay $4,700 for a design that we're not even going to use, I'm just really disappointed about that. And I hope that in the future we can somehow better manage. I mean, Joe is a great guy to work with. I mean, he's very easy to work with, but it seems like there was a little bit of a disconnect in the communication there about what we want.
I would agree.
So I don't know how we can improve that.
We'll put it in writing next time.
And it's very expensive to hire them to do this.
Yes, but.
It's not a retainer, it's per project, and he is, he's, as you saw, he does an excellent job.
Yeah, he does, but I think, but it didn't meet what we.
What was expressed verbally and the product we got were two different things.
Yeah.
The product was much more than what we had expressed verbally.
Yeah.
Because Gwen and I had talked about what we thought we wanted, and we expressed that to Joe verbally, and it ended up being something very different and much more extensive.
So I think that's a good idea.
We'll put it in writing next time.
Just a really simple outline.
Yep.
But so that there's no miscommunication. Yeah, thank you. I'm glad that you.
Perhaps we should ask her, how much would it cost? So you have a feeling.
The budget.
Budget for what you're asking for.
We didn't have a lot of time with this.
Yeah, there's time is short, but. I just noticed throughout this, there were some expenses with regard to the temporary building, and I'm just wondering if we're keeping track of those expenses. And one that I picked out after a while was the asphalt on Tilcon, Connecticut on page 17. That's asphalt for temporary building. It might be good if we have a list, because in the future, if we do propose a new town facilities proposal to the town, it would be good to say, look, this is what the temporary building cost us on an ongoing basis.
And that one there is a little misleading, because the pavement that this is about is the pavement right in front of it in Notch Road. And we had to do something with that regardless of whether or not that building went in.
Okay.
We either had to remove it and put grass in there, or we had to remove it and repave it, and we chose to repave it.
Okay.
So that one, I think that one, that description is just a little misleading.
Okay.
But I agree with you. We should have a handle on, you know, what the cost is.
So we can say to the taxpayers, it's going to cost us less in the long run to have a permanent facility, if that is, turns out to be the case, rather than putting expenses into that building. And then my last one is on page 19, the payment for Will Scott Mobile Mini, is that going to be our monthly expense?
That's our monthly expense.
367679.
Yep.
Okay. All right, great. That's it for me. Thank you.
Pam?
I'd just like to say on page 9, thank you for those that got onto it so fast to repair the walkway lights at the library. I got a call from Alan C. Weedy Architects that said the lights were out. So, and you'd like to at some point talk about new lights over the main Bentley Memorial Library that lights it up better because of the way it's lit now. It's very spotty and 50 years old. I'm 60 years old. But they got, Kathy and everybody got right on it, and we're very grateful. So thank you very much.
They did such a good job about it, I didn't even know about it.
Oh, jeez.
Honestly, I think that, I see that because that talks about our team, right? It didn't have to come to me. It was just taken care of. And I think that speaks volumes about, if you talk to Kathy, it speaks volumes about what she does for us and John and his team. So I think it's important for you to know that I didn't even know about it until it happened. So I think that's a positive thing.
Light repair. I knew another electrician to have him come and inspect it after. he was busy.
Was there a permit pulled?
It was a repair.
Repair. Didn't have to be on town property.
Are you all set? Amanda's got
her.
Amanda's got her hand up.
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay.
Amanda.
Thanks. So I will echo what Gwen said about the engineering fees for the South Road parking, I was a bit dismayed to see that we spent $5,000 on something that didn't move forward. And I agree with the plan you guys put forward for helping to improve that. Do you know what the Selectman's Office general consultation was for the engineer? It's like $1,400 or $1,100.
So I don't, off the top of my head, I can't tell you, but it's typically when we, you know, talk to them about different projects, whether it's a drainage project or, you know, so when it's when Sean and I in particular reach out to Joe and avail him of his services and time for consultation on any number of different projects.
Okay.
You know, we've talked about, we've got several drainage projects that we're planning, so more than likely it was centered around those drainage projects.
Okay. Did he specify in his invoice, like, what projects were discussed?
He does. So it'll say, okay, you know, general consultation, and then there are usually some abbreviations about the things that we talked about. And perfect. I do review every single one of those bills. And occasionally I question them and find that things are misclassified sometimes. And that's important to make sure they're classified right, you know, because if I find that there's a half an hour of time under general consultation that should be under the, you know, Heritage Farm Trail, you know, eventually that's under a grant. So
right,
that, you know, at least counts toward our cost share.
Yeah.
Right. So it's important to make sure that things are classified correctly. So it's not normal that we find errors, but sometimes we find errors.
Great. Thank you for that diligence. And then I was wondering if it's possible to see what we've paid to Nathan Jacobson total in this last fiscal year or in this current fiscal year, just to get a sense, because I know that engineering is one of the line items we were talking about in the budget, right? And it does seem to be a heavy line item. So if we can see where we are to date, that would be appreciated.
Sure.
And then I was a little surprised to see a paid internship. I thought, you know, in my realm, interns are free because we are providing them with an education, and it actually costs us. I mean, I know it's cheaper than hiring someone, but the amount of time and energy that goes into having an intern is significant. So, you know, does that fee go to the school? Is that a stipend for the intern? Like, what does that look like? Because I've always done free internships.
So under the Masters of Public Administration program,
okay,
right, we're getting. Usually master's year students that have come to us with some level of experience, and UConn themselves gives the students a paycheck. And at the end of the year, we get one bill for the entire year.
I'll just say I was a master's level intern and I didn't get paid anything for 20 hours a week. So I think I'm owed $17,000 for my time. Not for the town of Bolton, but.
You got
I'm sure you
got every chip. Penny too.
And then I just wanted to second the what Gwen said about totaling up the temporary building costs to see like what we've invested so far. I think that's important. It could be an internship job because it's only going through the AP reports and highlighting things. I could do it if it took too much time, but I do think we need to pull that together for some point in the future. So that was it for me. Thanks.
Okay. Mather?
Just one question about on bottom of page 15, top of 16, the hourly consulting services. Just what exactly is that?
I've been fine.
Oh, Patrice.
Yeah, Patrice.
Yeah, that is our, Patrice is our director of community development.
Yep.
And she is not an employee of the town.
Oh, so we okay.
That's a bill.
Okay.
That we pay biweekly.
Okay.
Yeah, list her hours there. Tim?
What's up?
Bob?
I'm good.
I guess we're gonna take a vote. All in favor of approving?
Aye.
As, one, everything.
Aye.
Seven yes, zero no. Then we move on to consider an act on budget transfers.
I'd like to make a motion, Mr. Chairman. That we approve all four at the same time. The first one for $15,000 for the highway budget to go from the category repair and maintenance services to the repair and maintenance supplies. The second one is for $5,000 transfer from the fire commission budget to the capital improvement budget for $5,000. Cover the additional cost of the equipment being installed on the pumper. And then the next, the third one is for $4,580 from the personal services budget to the capital improvement budget. And again, that is for additional equipment for the pumper. And the last one is for $8,853 from the personal services budget to the capital improvement budget from the category of firefighter retention to the category of fire truck additional equipment. And that again is for the pumper. So I'll take all those in one motion, sir.
Do I have a second?
Yes. Bob Moore, second.
Do we have some discussion on these?
Oh, the last transfers. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm cutting Pam off.
Okay.
The first one, just to be clear, is the $15,000 was for in-house work on vehicles.
Okay, Bob?
I say all the other ones are for the amount that wasn't in the bond for the purchase of the fire truck. And we just pieced, it was pieced together with these transfers, and that covers the balance of it. Isn't that right, Jim?
Yeah, so there were modifications that were made along the way during the build. So the company gave us a price to build the truck exactly as we specced it out, but some things didn't quite align or be perfect the way that they wanted them. So there were things that were changed, and so these are essentially, is I believe it totals $18,433 in cost overruns for the fire truck. So we are, you know, put together these transfers in order to cover that cost.
Pam?
These dollar amounts were done in close consideration and discussions with the fire commission, so it's in consultation with their efforts and their sharp pencil.
And their sharp pencil. Is there any other questions? So, Amanda?
I just want to clarify that it's not overruns on the bond, because we haven't gone out for a bond yet. It's for the short-term loan that is still accruing interest.
Correct. That's correct.
Excellent.
Is there any other questions, comments? So we have to sign all these, I believe, each.
So we, no, we, as long as you approve them, we check them off. So the $15,000 one is within the highway budget. So this one will go forward as approved. The others are from one budget to the other. So they will also have to be approved by the finance committee.
There is one amendment, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
And I hope Bob Moore will accept it, that the names of the selectmen at the bottom of the highway budget piece that says $15,000.
Yeah, it's an old form.
It's the old form, and it needs to be upgraded to our new 7-member board. So I would add that to my motion.
Oh, and Bob would second that?
Bob, will you add the second to the amendment?
Are you there, Bob?
Yeah, there we go. I unmuted myself. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. So I'll take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. So that's seven approved. Yeses, zero noes.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second?
Okay, all in favor?
Everything on the agenda.
Aye.
I'm leaving. I gotta go eat.
Meeting adjourned. I'll see you in a few.
Do we have these meetings pretty?